Workbook. Module 2. Education. Listening, pronunciation, and speaking. Activity 6. Listen and number the sentences in the order you hear them.
What are you reading, John?
Shadow of the Wind.
Did you borrow it from the school library?
No. There's another place where you can find books for free. I read a review of this book at bookcrossing.com and it sounded very interesting.
What's book crossing?
It's like an online library. These are the rules. You choose your favourite book, then log on to the website, bookcrossing.com, and register.
Mm.
You leave the book somewhere. Most people leave books at a station, a bus stop, or a cafe. You put a note on the website and say where it is. Another person finds the book and borrows it. Each person reads the book and writes a review of it for the website. Then they leave it for someone else to find. Some books have lots of reviews.
I see. So book crossing is like a library. You borrow a book.
Yes, but instead of taking it to a library, you leave the book for the next person to find.
What a good idea! Where are you going to leave Shadow of the Wind, then? I'd like to read it too.
You'll have to go to the website and find out.
Activity 7. Listen to the way these words are linked.
Shadow of the Wind.
Borrow it.
You borrow a book. A review of it. Or a cafe.
Now listen again and repeat.
Shadow of the Wind.
Borrow it.
You borrow a book. A review of it. Or a cafe.
Reading. Activity 9. Read the passage and answer the questions.
During the long summer holidays, many children go to holiday camps. Emily Harris wrote about her experience looking after children at Kingfisher's Holiday Camp in Salisbury.
This summer will be my third at the camp here, but I've been to other Kingfisher camps all over Britain. I've made a lot of friends through this summer job. It's perfect for teenagers like me. After all, summer holidays are great, but they are long and they can get boring. Doing this job, we're busy all the time and we get paid. I help the sports and activity teachers, so I spend time with different groups of children. And by the end of the week, I usually know most of them quite well. The best part is when the children try something new, like canoeing or climbing. I love seeing their excitement. It's really enjoyable, and it makes you feel you are doing a good job. Also, when they play a team game, and the other team wins, instead of feeling unhappy, we teach them to shake hands and say, "Well done," to the winners. This gives me a real feeling of success. As I said before, it isn't just the children who make great new friends. Working together so closely, even for just a few weeks, the helpers at our camp become really good friends. We meet up a couple of times each year, as well as seeing each other at camp. It means that when we return in July, we know we will meet old friends and make some new ones.